I think for most people, the earth element is the easiest element to experience directly, yeah, because it's of that nature of resistance. But what about water? I'd like to get you into this territory, reflecting on these qualities, which we all take for granted. What about water? Water isn't just a different element. It's not just not number two on the list. It's like another world. You know, it's utterly different to the world of earth. You know, the dry, solid forms of earth have a hard edge, relatively hard-edged and rigid, whereas liquid things aren't shapeless exactly, but the shapes always come from what contains them. Water runs down this channel and down that channel. It forms into pools and puddles, and then it just flows down, 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 and down, 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 until finally it reaches the ocean. And even in the ocean, the flow doesn't stop. You know, within the ocean, there are flows within the ocean. So I give you these examples because in the elements practices, you appreciate these particular qualities. You get involved in the sensation, the world of water. Not just H2O, but the whole liquid dimension of things, like rain, oil, tea, soup, mud, porridge, everything that flows, even if it flows quite slowly. But we ourselves carry, wherever we go, a whole range, as I've already mentioned, of liquid substances. And we always take along some urine, for example. We always have lots of blood with us, plenty of saliva, digestive juices as well. These are kind of the unmentionable aspects of our physicality. And we absolutely take all that for granted. We hardly ever even think of them, as they just carry on tirelessly pumping around, supporting our lives, doing their work. We don't generally feel much in the way of gratitude. Obviously, it's a bit of a strange idea to think like that, but try it. In fact, we tend to think of our bodily fluids as a little indelicate, a little unclean, and not something to be appreciated, but something to be forgotten about. There's a taboo against mentioning them to some extent. And I think that feeling, maybe taboo's a little strong, yeah, but that feeling reveals some of the conditioning we have inherited, the conditioning that draws us into an artificial way of life. In these Dharma practices, we try to see that particular kind of conditioning and undo the fear that holds it, the anxiety that holds it. And we start simply accepting the elements as they are, as normal and okay, and even good. It doesn't come naturally to us because we've lost touch temporarily, I think. It seems that we need to find a way to somehow befriend the elements. Let me say something about the element of wind or air, movement. I call this the wind element for a couple of reasons. First, wind is actually the meaning of the word vayo, which is the word for the air element. It comes from vata, which is connected actually with the Latin ventus. It's the same family of languages. And from there, we get words like ventilation and vent. Even in the French, it's le vent, the wind. So vayo doesn't mean air in the usual sense of our atmosphere. It's air in the sense of wind. It's movement. It's the moving air. And in traditional meditation lore, in yoga and also medicine systems, there's a great deal that's based on the notion of winds or the experience of moving energy within the body. The nervous energies that move in correspondence with our emotions, you know, when we feel angry or upset, we feel it in our body, it comes up, as it were. When we're aroused by hatred or craving, even very slightly, something subtly physical happens in the body. And when we can notice these physical changes, they can be very helpful. When you notice, that thing is happening again, you can learn to read the signal and act more kindly or act with more skill. Most of the time we don't, of course, but you can do that, you know. People who don't train themselves in body awareness don't even feel those things. In recent years, I've learned that when my body's heat starts rising in a certain kind of a way, it's because I'm starting to feel a sense of oppression. And next thing is, I start feeling irritated and upset. And this can happen without me noticing. But if I can notice that subtle sign, then I can say, whoa, Kamala Sheila, whoa. You know, watch out, you don't do something silly. It's a sign. On my good days, I can save myself some trouble. And usually at that stage, it's not too hard to make some kind of adjustment. If I see the signs, I'm so attached to my emotions, actually, and I forget the spaciousness of everything. You know, the practice which helps me create spaciousness is to recollect the elements, is to recollect this elemental perspective on reality. It's a very simple thing, including this wind element. It helps me stay in touch with my basic nature. I was going to say my real nature, but let's say more basic nature.